Gunners and Ali. The perfect blend in the morning.
Gunners and Ali. The
wave. It was your three-day down south getaway.
It was amazing. I went to this place called the Empire Spa Retreat. It was tucked away in the forests of Dunsborough, and I had a three-hour opulence package. So basically, Gunners, I was dropped off and picked up by my husband, a 30-minute Balinese Bora scrub and scalp massage. They basically rubbed this scrub all over my body and then gave me a head massage. Then I jumped in this huge, massive tub. I couldn't even stretch my whole body across, because I am short, though, but it was absolutely amazing. Then I had a full-on one-hour massage and then an hour facial with extra massagey bits.
Did you fall asleep while any of this was happening?
Actually, the facial, they give you kind of like a face massage and rub all the tension out of your head, and it's amazing. I think you don't realise how much tension you carry in your face and your hands. And when they were massaging my hands and my face, I drifted off a bit.
And you went...
No, I didn't do that. It was kind of like stasis, where you're kind of asleep, but you're not. I could still hear the pan flutes and the little bells jingling away. I floated out of there. All I have to say is, namaste. Namaste.
Which means?
Namaste. Peace. I don't know. It just means that's how I was feeling. Completely zen.
Okay. 91.7 The Wave, Gunners and Ali for breakfast. Spandau Ballet, that's gold. Song is gold at 24 past 7. Time to do the lucky fiver.
You know what else is gold? 800 gold coins worth. Imagine if you did that, or 400 $2 coins. That'd probably be better in your pocket. Is the lucky fiver.
Okay.
It's worth $800 today thanks to the Cook's Kitchen in Greenfield. Sorry, that was a really terrible link to the song Gold.
I was wondering what you were doing with
anyway,
that.
Anyway, you would have won the golden ticket, essentially, if you find this lucky fiver.
No more analogies. They're not working for you this morning. Move
okay,
along.
Why don't you read out the serial number?
Okay, it is C4
Charlie
B4
Bravo
160-796-377.
It's gold, Jerry. Gold.
Okay, that one worked.
Okay, thanks.
One out of three. Great. What an incredible season of The Voice Australia, with absolutely massive talent on the show this year. The top four was next level, and of course it all wrapped up last night.
Yes, after a spectacular grand finale with some huge performances, the winner of this year's Voice Australia is of course Diana Rubis. I'm so glad you won this competition, Diana. What was it like working with George?
Well, he's been very kind to me, and it's been a pleasure to work with him. Hopefully I can take that momentum and make a difference for my career and in music. And, you know, he's an incredibly humble and genuine soul. And I really enjoyed all the times we spent together. And he's been an incredible support of mine. And he really did get behind me, which was amazing to see. Honestly, I can't say enough good stuff about him. He's an incredible human and artist.
Now, is it something that you can tell us that people don't know about you? Some like quirky little secret or talent or hidden thing that not everyone knows? Not a singing question, something that someone doesn't know about you?
Well, it'd still be a music thing.
Okay.
Because it's quirky enough. When I started writing songs as a kid, it started out of a game full of toothbrushes. So I used to have about 30 toothbrushes, and one of them was a singer, in quotation marks there. And I asked my parents for a lyric book, because that particular toothbrush, she had to write songs. I was about 7 or 8. And I couldn't write without a toothbrush till I was about 15, and I realised I couldn't carry this around with me anymore, and it was awkward. there you go.
That's incredible. How cool that that's where it all started for you, channeling your talents through a toothbrush.
In the bathroom.
Mad Hatter in the bedroom.
That's fabulous. Do you have any singing rituals? Like, how do you warm up? Is it just the normal scales, or is there a particular thing that you do?
Look, I've trained for a very long time, mm-hmm. since I was 4 or 5 years old. My parents are great teachers and singers, so there's a good foundation, you know, I work behind me. But warming up, I'm always warming up, doing certain scales and exercises before I walk out. It also depends on the day. If you're extra tired, then I'll ease in gentler and for a longer period of time. If it's a great day and everything's amazing, but I still always will warm up and warm down, actually.
Well, you can totally tell that, because your technique is just flawless. You're such a technical singer. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Here's a little snippet of your new song. Wow, that sounds amazing.
Well, it's my original song, so I'm blown away that I got to do that.
Yeah, right.
That is incredible. And we are so excited to see what you come out with next and just can't wait to see your career absolutely take off where it has supposed to have been for a while, I think, because you're that amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. You've been amazing. Thank you.
Diana, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We know you're probably very, very busy doing lots of interviews this morning, so we thank you for your time and wish you the best of luck in your future career.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
And when you tour, don't forget to come to Mandurah.
Okay, I will. Specifically come after you there and we'll have a cup of tea.
Sounds fabulous. Frodo Baggins, a.k.a. Elijah, would stop by the markets to stock up on some fudge and treats. He even had a little tinker on the busking piano.
Oh, that's very good.
Wow.
What's he playing there?
Is it the theme from Jaws?
Oh, isn't it Superman?
No, it's Star Wars. Once in a galaxy far, far away.
And what's Superman again? That's da 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 da. Of course, same composer.
Wake up with Gunners and Ali. Back tomorrow from 6. 91.7 The Wave.